This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing and reports progress in talks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Blinken tells the international media the U.S. and China have pledged to stabilize their badly deteriorated ties during a critical visit.
I came to Beijing to strengthen high-level channels of communication, to make clear our positions and intentions in areas of disagreement, and to explore areas where we might work together when our interests align on shared transnational challenges. And we did all of that.
Blinken's the highest level U.S. official to visit China since President Joe Biden took office and the first Secretary of State to make the trip in 5 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine said on Monday it had driven Russian forces out of an eighth village in its two-week-old counteroffensive, a settlement on the heavily fortified part of the front line near the most direct route to the country's Azov Sea coast. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Millar said Ukrainian forces had retaken and advanced by up to 7 kilometers into Russian lines in 2 weeks, capturing 113 square kilometers of land. In a later statement, she said the situation on the Eastern Front was difficult, adding Russia had concentrated a significant number of units in the east, including air assault troops, but Ukrainian forces were preventing their advance. As Ukraine's counteroffensive is underway, an artillery gunner on the Eastern Front line said on Monday his unit had become more active in recent days. He and the rest of the artillery crew fired several rounds.